the summer kitchen, I think.
Do you know why they built them that way?
Well, for several reasons. I had been told that to keep the heat away from the house, see, and also to, I think keep the heat away from the house is the only thing I can think of that I had been told they did it like that.
What do you call a little room off the kitchen where you store canned goods?
Pantry.
All right.
I couldn't live without one.
And then what would you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Junk.
And what would you store that in?
The junk room, I guess.
Do you know another name for junk room? Did you ever hear plunder room?
Yes.
How would you say that?
Plunder.
Who would say plunder or plunder room? Is it an old-fashioned word?
I should think.
Or a country word?
Plunder.
Who do you associate it with?
I don't really associate with any particular person.
Oh.
Except a... I do, too. A friend of mine who recently said, "You must come over to my house. I have turned the plunder room into a party room."
Ah, uh-huh. Was that someone here in Columbia?
No, she was somebody who was born and reared, somebody here, but she was born and reared in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps that is a more northern term.
It may be, because that's the only time I have heard plunder. Mm-hmm. Now, I think I have heard it a long time ago, though. I have heard perhaps Mama say, "We've just got to get rid of some of this plunder." Mm-hmm. And I think it, maybe she was referring then to broken toys. And
yes.
Because I can think of that back when I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did the old houses have very high ceilings?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about how high they were?
Ours at our home were 9-foot mm-hmm. ceilings.
Okay. Talking about what a woman does every morning, just generally you would say she gets up and then she... It's a general term for all the things she does. In terms of
straightening
the house, you would say she does the what? Or she
cleaning?
Does...
Cleaning?
Okay. Would you ever say she tidies up or she reds up or anything like that?
I wouldn't, but I have heard that. I know what... I know the tidy...
Mm-hmm.
Tidy up and red up. I have heard both of those.
Mm-hmm. How about the thing that you sweep with? Not the electric thing, but...
Broom?
Yes. If... I always get in houses without doors so that I can't describe this, but if the broom were sitting in a corner and then the door were open so that you couldn't see the broom and I said, "Where's the broom?" you would say, "The broom is..."
Behind the door?
Mm-hmm. Then years ago on Monday, women used to do
washing,
okay? And then after they washed to get the wrinkles out, they would do the...
ironing.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for both for the washing and the ironing together?
The laundry.
Okay.
Do the laundry.
Then, to get from the first floor to the second floor in a two-story house, you climb the...
stairs.
And to get from the ground up to the porch, you climb the...
steps.
Is it an inside-outside difference whether you say stairs or steps?
Evidently.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently.
Talking about porches, you said just front and back porch. Would you have a different name if there were just a little tiny one? Just right outside the door?
Just like that is here. Yeah.
I didn't entrance. Notice yours.
It's just an entrance.
Okay.
Or sometimes it's called a stoop, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Mm-hmm. How about one on a second story?
Balcony.
All right. Would it make a difference if it didn't have a roof? I mean, any kind of porch. Would it be called something different?
Oh. I don't know.
If the door were open and you didn't want it to be, you would say to me...
Close the door.
Might you put that differently?
Shut the door.
Okay. Does it make any difference whether you say close or shut?
Crazy. But in my mind, shut the door sounds like a command.
Mm.
But close the door is more kind.
More polite,
would you?
Yes.
Yes, would you please close the door?
I know a lot of people have that same distinction, exactly. Then what would you call boards on the outside of a house that lap over each other?
Weatherboarding.
Any other term for that?
Clapboard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then if you were doing some carpentry, first of all, the thing that you would hit the nail with is a...
hammer.
And you would say, I took my hammer and I...
hit.
What's another word? I blanked the nail into the wall.
Drove the nail.
And but it didn't get far enough in, so it has got to be, using another form of the word, drove.
Driven.
Okay.
Oh, driven.
And so I will.
Drive.
Yes, thank you. Then the part that covers the top of the house is the?
Roof.
And some people along the edge of the roof have little things to carry the water off along the edge.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. We have it all around the house. Just blank.
Well, what'd you call them?
Gutter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This tape is about to run off, so I'm watching it.